Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism, and we're looking at the big section of the Covenant of Grace, and we've just finished looking at Christ's life and death, what he has accomplished, and now we're looking at how it is applied to believers, how it is applied to you and me. And last week, we looked at the question, what does God the Father guarantee in the Covenant of Grace? What does God the Father guarantee in the Covenant of Grace? To justify and to sanctify all those whom Christ died. To justify and to sanctify all those whom Christ died. And today we're going to look at this big word that ends in shun, justification. Justification. So how does God justify you? How does God justify you is the question we'll look at today. And the answer to how does God justify you, God forgives all of my sins and accepts me righteous through Christ. God forgives all of my sins and accepts me righteous through Christ. Now the first part, God forgives all of my sins. Now just think about all of your sins. If you were to write down on a piece of paper all the sins that you ever have committed, all the bad things that you have done, all the lies you have told, all the bad things you've done when you've hurt your brother or your sister, all the times where you didn't obey your parents, when you disrespected them, all the times when you looked at something and you said you wish you had it. I mean, all these times, and then you think about all those times, and then you think about all the times where you sinned against God, that sin is any lack of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. Just one of these sins deserves the wrath and curse of God. What does every sin deserve? The wrath and curse of God. So you just think about all these sins that you've done. Maybe to put it another way, that you just think about that we have these robes, or we have these clothes that are really nice. And then every time we sin, a little mark goes on our clothes. You know, a little bit of spaghetti sauce or a little bit of mud or these things that make our clothes dirty. And every sin we do is a mark on our clothes. And what justification does is that God forgives all of our sins. That God forgives all of my sins through Christ, as we looked at when we looked at the question, what is meant by atonement? That Christ satisfies God's justice by his suffering and his death as a substitute for sinners. That Christ has paid that price for us. And then God the Father forgives us of our sins. God forgives us of all of our sins. Not just one of them, but all of them. So he forgives us of all of our sins. But the next part of justification, which is just as amazing, not only does God forgive all of our sins, he accepts us righteous through Christ. So our robes need to be washed as white as snow. They happen through Jesus Christ. But not only did Christ's death is applied to the life of believers, but Christ's life is applied to the life of believers. So not only did Christ die the death that we should have died, Christ lived the life that we should have lived. So all those times that we did the bad things, Christ did the right thing. Christ never sinned. He was sinless. Never disrespected his parents. He was never grumbling or complaining. He was always grateful. Never hit his brother or his sister. All these things we have done, all these sins, these marks on our clothes, but Christ has given us his clothes. So Christ, God accepts us as righteous through Christ. Not only Christ died the death that we should have died, but he has given us the life that we should have lived in obedience to God. This is the amazing thing of justification underneath the covenant of grace. It's not what you and I have done. It's what Christ has done. Christ takes our place. Christ is our mediator, our substitute. He dies for us. He lives for us. That's what makes it a covenant of grace from start to finish. That's what is so amazing about this word justification. that God forgives all of my sins. Big, small, doesn't matter how many. God forgives all of my sins and accepts me righteous through Christ.